Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, with Hum Finance, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store from any of their many, many, many retail partners. In fact, just to find out how many retail partners they have, you can just log on to their website, which is shophum.com, S-H-O-P-H-U-M-M.com. And what Hum Finance do is they make it possible for you to spread the costs of a large purchase. So say, for example, if you're buying a lovely new suite of furniture in somewhere like Harvey Norman, you can buy it and finance it with Hum Finance. And you can do it all in store. You can also apply on their website at shophum.com. And you can spread the payment of your suite of furniture over a year or two or whatever. They've loads of different retail partners. And as I said, this can help you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the current Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? For God's sake, says this message, don't give out my name if you cover this, because I know the family listened to your podcast. I was around in Tesco yesterday, and I spotted a neighbour's daughter in the car park with her friends. She was drinking from a naggin of vodka and vaping. And the thing is, she is only 13. She nearly died when she saw me and came running over and begged me not to tell her parents, who I'm actually very good friends with. I can't stop thinking about this the last 24 hours since it happened, because my husband is saying you have to tell the parents. But we all did stuff like this when we were kids, and I know her father will absolutely flip if he finds out. What do you think of this? Because you are parents as well. And that's from a lady, and we're not giving the lady's name out. We'll just refer to her as C.
Well, okay? Sorry, she said what name she wants to be called.
Oh, did she?
If you read the rest of her message, okay. Caroline.
Yeah, C, yeah.
No, Caroline's okay.
Oh, is it? Okay, Caroline.
We're safe.
Okay, so Caroline is the lady who sent that message. So there she is. She's in Tesco's, her local Tesco's. We actually know which Tesco it was. We're not going to mention it because it'll just narrow it down.
No,
but anyway,
it's Clare Hall. It doesn't make any difference.
Jesus, narrow it down, why
that
don't you?
Narrow it down. Clare Hall literally covers the whole north side.
Anyway, the young one of 13 was in the Clare Hall Tesco car park drinking from a naggin of vodka and vaping. Mm. 13 years of age. And now Caroline, so we may as well give the young one's name out at this stage, now Caroline wants to know whether or not she should tell the parents. She's not inclined to, but her husband thinks she should tell the parents now.
Now, myself and Adrian don't know each other's opinions on it because we didn't have time to discuss it before today.
But so I can work out my opinion on it.
And I can work out yours, because we both had very different childhoods.
Yep.
I was
a little goody two shoes.
I was a little goody two shoes when I was a kid.
And I was smoking and drinking and doing everything when
When you were a kid. So we're very different. So probably because we both had different childhoods, I was raised properly.
No, you were just a lick-arsed little goody two shoes. Oh. Never lived a teenage life.
No, yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
But because
you were playing with Lego at 14.
I still am. But because we had different childhoods, we probably have different opinions on it. No, maybe we won't. But my opinion is fairly straightforward on this. Tell straight away. 13-year-olds, even if she was 15, regardless of the age, should not be.
Even if she was 15?
Yeah, even if she was 15.
Okay, so you, this is you. And you have a neighbour's daughter, the neighbour's a friend of yours.
I have lots of neighbours who have teenage daughters.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And you spot one of them.
Sorry, in fact, and it's a topic for another day. In fact, last summer, One of my neighbor's teenage daughters, who last summer would have been 16 and a half, was outside, you know, the off license around the corner from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Was outside the off license for with her friends. I was going around to do some shopping, and she asked me, "Would I buy her some booze?" And I said, "No."
Okay, but you didn't go and ring and tell Mammy and Daddy, did you?
Well, that she asked me to buy booze. Yes, she did tell them.
Oh, you did?
Ah, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I actually did.
A 16-year-old.
I said at a barbecue we had.
Oh my God, you pathetic fool of a man.
No, at a barbecue we had.
You ratted out a 16-year-old for asking you to get drink in the off license.
Yeah.
You absolute prick.
There's something he definitely didn't know. Yeah, I did. We were having a family barbecue about 2 weeks after the event. And
you said, "Oh, by the way, your daughter."
I said in a joking way. I said, "By the way, your daughter."
Do you want to give out her name as well?
No, I don't. Obviously, they don't live there anymore. Anyway, your daughter's very fond of the booze, isn't she? What are you talking about? She asked me to buy her a drink outside O'Brien's there last week.
Absolute knob.
No, not at all. So I think.
So let's go back to this story about Caroline. Caroline spotted this young one of 13 swigging out of a naggin of vodka and vaping. Now. Back when I was 13 or 14, I was probably swigging out of a bottle out of a naggin of vodka and smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Which is even more severe.
That makes
However,
sense.
I think that for you, Caroline should keep in mind her own business. What I would do if I were Caroline is I would approach the young one and say, if I see you doing that again, I'm definitely going to tell your mom and dad.
So then you give the young one a warning. So then you think it's okay.
Give the young one a warning. I didn't say it's okay. Okay? Didn't say it's okay. I would give the young one a warning, but I would not be telling Mammy and Daddy at this moment in time.
Well, I think it's...
We were all bloody teenagers.
No, but we all didn't do that, so I think it's your duty to tell.
Sorry, a lot of us did do that.
No, I don't think...
Here, just because you didn't.
Well, no, I was a child at 13 years of age.
Yeah, I know, playing with your Lego and your Action Man.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing, yeah.
The rest of us were actually out with our friends.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yep.
Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Should Caroline tell on this child? That's the question. Let's kick off with a WhatsApp voice note from Glenn.
How's it going, Laz and Katie? As the old saying goes... Not my monkeys, not my circus. Stay away from it. Because at the end of the day, you'll just look like the fucking gossip. Because we are telling the parents to kind of gossip about who else you've been telling them all, actually. Look, at the end of the day, knowing that a young should be drinking, especially fucking vodka. But what I would say is... I wouldn't approach the little girl, because that's just kind of scary. I'd just stay away from it, you know what I mean? Like, if it was my best mates and they had kids and I seen them, I'd smack the shit out of the kid myself. Because for me, that's like family. But when it comes to strangers, none to deal with you, because at the end of the day, you'll get torn down quicker. All the parents will find a reason to have a fight with you more than they will just when they're 12.
Jamie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jamie?
Not too bad, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jamie. Well, should this mammy, Caroline, who spotted the young one vaping and swigging from a naggin of vodka, should she rat the young one out? Should she tell the parents what she caught the young one doing?
I can't even believe this is even a conversation.
Why?
The child is 13.
No, I'm aware that she's drinking vodka. I'm aware that she's 13, yeah?
Yeah, that's disgraceful. I would definitely tell her parents. I think if my child was drinking at that age, especially vodka. Like, it's different if you're, you know, drinking from a beer can. Like, that's different. But straight vodka and vaping at 13, I think that's disgraceful. I don't think any parent thinks their child is doing that. So I don't think that hiding it from the parents is going to help anyone.
Okay, so I was suggesting that this lady, Caroline, should tell the young one if she catches her again, then she'll tell, rather than literally going and telling straight away.
Yeah, but at 13, if she's vaping, she's probably addicted. So telling her is not going to help. She's not going to stop by herself.
So you
her
would
parents need to know. To
okay, so you would be actively encouraging this lady, Caroline, to knock on the door of Mammy and Daddy and tell Mammy and Daddy what they saw her doing.
Yeah, and stand in front of the child and have the child tell her parents, because the child is probably going to tell her parents that she didn't see what she thought she saw. I would make sure the parents know. That's exactly what I saw. You were vaping and drinking vodka and you need to stop. It's not good for you. You're 13. Kids, 13-year-olds don't know best.
Okay, I'm not for one second saying it's okay to be drinking vodka as a 13-year-old. I'm also not saying it's okay to be vaping as a 13-year-old. However, do I think this lady should rat the young one out? No, I don't really.
I don't know, I disagree. I just think a 13-year-old who's vaping particularly, if she's drinking vodka, that's one thing, but vaping, she's addicted. If you're vaping, you're likely addicted. You know yourself as an ex-smoker. Like, it's not an easy thing to stop smoking.
No, I agree.
It's not an easy thing to stop vaping.
Worst thing I ever did. Worst thing I ever did ever in my life was to smoke cigarettes, and I was smoking from that sort of age, from a young teenager. However, if one of our neighbours had seen me smoking and ratted me out to my parents, would that have stopped me smoking? No, because my dad actually caught me smoking when I was a young fella and gave me a major telling off. Did I stop smoking? No, I didn't. So the point I'm making is...
the damage had been done at that stage, but maybe we can... If she was caught... This could be her first time vaping. It literally could be her first time vaping. So if that's
caught...
If that's caught and the parents ground her or whatever, or take her phone off or whatever the case may be, then we can catch it before...
But at least they'll be watching her as well.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly.
You know, they'll be watching her to make sure that she's not...
What I'm trying to say is my dad caught me red-handed when I was a young fella, caught me smoking, and he gave me
my mother caught me as well.
Yeah, and he gave me a right bollocking at the time. And did I stop smoking? No, I just became cleverer about it. My point is, I don't see what's to be gained by this woman getting involved in this family's business.
Well, that's the problem with things these days. People are saying, oh, I shouldn't get involved. It's like protecting the child at the end of the day. So getting involved is a necessary evil at this point.
And if
she's trying to protect the child.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, it is about protecting the child. If she got really, really drunk...
Just like you were trying to protect the child by ratting her out that she asked for drinks outside the off license of 16.
If she got really, really drunk and ended up in a very compromising situation with a young fella or something like
that. Ifs. That's what ifs.
No, it's not.
Or even with her friend's father. Who knows? That's when these things happen.
She's
going to call home and go to her friend's house to tell her mom, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping over at my friend's house.
I'm actually shocked at Adrian's lackadaisy attitude towards it. I can't believe it either.
Yeah, I can't believe the comments. Somebody just made a comment.
What I said was, have a word with the young one, tell her if I catch you again, then I'll tell your mum and dad. She probably should have even said that at the time. By the sounds of it, she didn't say anything at the time. The young one pleaded with her not to tell her mum and dad, and now she's thinking...
I think she found that child for a reason. I think she saw that child for a reason, and I think she should do something about it.
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for one second if you can please, Jamie. Our number is 0858252626. Jamie says absolutely, she needs to tell the parents. I would love to hear from you on 0858252626. Jamie, actually, I've been asked to play this message for you from Joe.
Well, boys, how's it going? Yeah, just I think Caroline should mind her own fucking business, to be one. You can't live in a glass house and throw stones. Clearly there's something wrong with the girl or something wrong with the parents. If she's outside a mall drinking vodka and smoking the vape. So there's clearly underlying issues with the parents or something like that. But go and tell them the parents. She'll be no longer friends with the parents after, because the parents will take the daughter aside anyways, and they will chastise the daughter, but she'll be no longer a friend with the family, so I'd be careful if I was her.
And, Jamie, I have to say, I agree with what that message is saying, that what you're risking is falling out with these parents for ratting out their daughter.
Okay, first of all, who's living in a glass house? I never drank as a 13-year-old, so I'm not living in a glass house. I don't know Caroline's lifestyle.
Did you ever drink as a teenager?
17 is when I started drinking. I didn't even like it, so it just wasn't something I did. But I also knew my parents watched everything I did, knew where I was every time I went out of the house. They were very, like, my parents are very involved, and I have two sisters, and we were all very much watched when we left the house. Where we were going, what we were doing was known. The majority at the time, especially for me. But definitely, no, I didn't drink as a kid. I would have been terrified for a start to come home drunk. My parents would have lost their minds. My dad would have lost his mind. So I would have been afraid to drink in the first place. But then that's the thing. Like, his parents are not watching their kids. But this is the thing about her parents. The guy on the voice note said something about, we don't know the situation about the parents. Well, we know that the parents probably likely don't know that she's drinking. How are the parents supposed to do anything about it if they don't know about it? And I would never fall out with somebody for coming to me and saying, hey, listen, your child's drinking and vaping. Why would you fall out with somebody for that? That's silly.
I genuinely believe that is a risk, that the parents obviously will punish the young one, but they will be annoyed that this lady rattled her out, basically.
No. If somebody came to me and said to me, your child is drinking and vaping, I would be like, thank you so much for saying that. All right, I appreciate it.
Stay there for a second, Jamie. Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm good, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. We can all agree that it's not a good thing for a 13-year-old to be vaping and drinking vodka, okay? I think we can all agree that that's not a good thing. But what should this lady Caroline do about it?
100% she should tell the parents. Just something that you said, Adrian, at the very start of it, you said that you would tell the teenager off and that, you know, if you caught her again, that, you know, you tell the parents. So imagine their parents heard that and they were like, why are you trying to parent my child? Who do you think you are to do that? And why didn't you come to us straight away? Number one. Number two, she's obviously not very streetwise if she's drinking in a place where she knows that family and friends are drinking, or sorry, that are going to park their cars to go shopping. So it tells you straight away that the young girl, God love her, she's not streetwise. So she's not even streetwise enough to know that there's a chance of her just getting caught for drinking and vaping. I mean, what other risks is she putting herself at? She's putting herself at huge risk of further things down the line. And like, let's just call it spade a spade, like, as in, there's nothing productive for a 13-year-old girl to like be going out drinking on the streets.
No, I'm not arguing that point. I agree with you. I don't think there's any good coming out of a 13-year-old vaping and drinking, okay? Let's agree on that. However, my question is whether or not this lady Caroline should tell the parents, and she said in her message, my husband is saying you have to tell the parents, but, and this is her quote, we all did stuff like that as kids. And
it doesn't say it's right, though.
No, I know, I know it doesn't say it's right, but a lot of us did do stuff like that as kids.
Yeah, and the right thing to do is to tell the parents and go, look, I've seen your child who's 13 years of age drinking. It's up to them to do whatever they want to do. But at the end of the day, like, as in, there's so much stuff that could happen from that. Like, it's not your responsibility to parent that child, Adrian, to be like, if I catch you drinking again, I'm going to tell your parents. They should be told straight away. And like, as in, the reality is that, like, you know, if these parents are doing stuff like that, or like don't even have a clue, the risk is huge for, you know, the ramifications of what could go on later on. I think it's nonsensical for like adults to, like, even the way someone said there, oh, like, as in, it could ruin a friendship of two adults, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's call a spade a spade, right? If those adults aren't mature enough to be able to hear, like, from a concerned parent, a concerned adult that's going up to them going, look, I'm concerned.
Well, I'd more call the person a nosy busybody.
Right, so as in your child who's doing something illegal on the streets, you would call that being a nosy busybody?
No, I would say telling on the child, I would call that a nosy busybody. Just tell the young one not to be doing it, and if I catch you again, I'll tell your mum and dad.
So then you're assuming the role you're taking on that responsibility and then being the parent for that child.
Taking on the responsibility and being a parent is going straight to her parents and telling them.
No, because you're now trying to threaten the child and punish her.
Okay, so you believe that this lady Caroline shouldn't even think twice about it and should be straight over to that mammy and daddy to tell them what she saw this young one doing. Even though the young one nearly died when she saw her, and she came running over and begged me not to tell her parents. That's exactly her words.
Yeah, sure. Look, Adrian, I could write a book about the stuff that I've done. And look, when I'm talking about like drinking, drugs, whatever, like from 13 on, right? So I'm speaking from experience. It is, I wish that someone had of, it's the warning signs, it's a call for help. It's someone that's got no guidance in their life. It's someone that's got no...
So what are you saying? You wish somebody had ratted you out when you were younger?
100%.
Stay there for a second.
Call for help.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I'm going to be reading a message in just a second from Grace, who is not at all happy. I'll read Grace's message in just a second. She's not happy, no?
Not only that, she's not listening to the podcast anymore.
Well, then there's no point in reading out the message, is there?
Well, no, I think you should read out the message.
We'll read out that message in just one moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
So this is the message from Grace. Adrian, says Grace, I've had to switch off today's show over your attitude and comments. You are a disgrace as a father. My daughter started drinking in the field at 13. I knew nothing about it. It was going on for a year. I was oblivious. She ended up in drink rehab at 15. And after this happened, my neighbour said to me, sure, she was out drinking in the field every day. Why the hell didn't she tell me? My daughter is now 18 and still dealing with drink addiction. Your attitude has me in tears, Adrian. You should be so ashamed. Time to hang up your microphone, says Grace.
I agree with her.
Hang up your microphone?
No, not that part.
Sorry, I'm entitled to my opinion. I said was, tell the young one not to be doing that and I'll tell your parents the next time.
No, but I think you owe Grace an apology.
I owe Grace an apology for what? I didn't involve Grace in this conversation at all.
No, but you the comments.
I owe her an apology. Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
No, the comments you have made.
I'm entitled to say. Is this podcast not called Opinions Matter?
Would you agree, Jonathan, that as a man who's a father and a grandfather, Adrian is, that he has a responsibility to literally talk about the seriousness of.
How many times have I said on this podcast it is not a good thing for a 13-year-old to be drinking? Okay,
but keep it
many
to
times.
Yourself.
Many times do I have to say that?
But literally, that neighbor, that neighbor, Grace's neighbor, could have nipped that in the bud before she ended up in a teenager in Alcoholics Anonymous. I've never heard of that before.
That parent, Grace, should have known what her daughter was doing. She should have known. She should have nipped it in the bud. It is not the responsibility.
Responsibility
of somebody else.
You're the one that always says on this podcast, you can't watch over your kids 24/7.
And you can't.
Always say that.
You can't.
But now you're blaming.
No. Hang on for 1 second. This lady, Grace, is blaming this other neighbour for her failing as a parent. This is her failing as a parent that her daughter's addiction.
Try and get her on the show.
Try and get her on the show, indeed.
No, because I want you to say to her that she's failed as a parent.
I'm saying that she shouldn't be blaming somebody else for her failings.
It was somebody else's fault.
How is it somebody else's fault?
The neighbour saw Grace's daughter drinking in the field every day and didn't think, like, Jonathan, am I mad here? Should that neighbour not have said... called on Grace's door the first day and said, by the way, Grace, your daughter's in the field drinking every day. You need to get your shit together.
Jeremy, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
The whole thing about being an adult is doing the things that you don't want to do, but you have to do for the sake of morality.
My issue with this message from Grace is she is trying to pawn off the blame and the responsibility her daughter developing a drink addiction on some other person.
How dare you victim blame that mother?
She's not the victim. Her daughter's the victim. But she's trying to pass on responsibility onto this neighbour. No.
Yeah, well, look, at the same time, look, the mother has to take on responsibility.
Correct.
To know
that's
that,
my
like,
point.
The mother has to know where her kid is at all times.
That's
and what
exactly
she's
my
there,
point.
Right? But at the same time, you have to have people that know what the situation is to be like, here, if she's totally oblivious and clueless to it, well, look, she's obviously not... an engaged parent. Let's just call it spade a spade. But at the same time, it is good for adults to be around to go, here, look, like, I seen what your child's done. Like, an adult is meant to do the difficult and tough decisions that they don't want to do, but they have to do because they know it's right. That's the reason why society is on its arse right now, is because adults are just going, oh, fuck that, I don't want to get involved in it. Instead of actually going, do you know what? I'm an adult. I have to do what's right by moral code for society and everything else. And if society doesn't like it, well and good. But at the end of the day, you can walk away from that situation going, right, I tried my best for that child at that time. Imagine an adult knowing that they seen a teenager for years doing something wrong. And then 20, 30 years down the line, hearing a story of like, you know.
I know. Look, I get where you're coming from. My issue with that message from Grace, and Grace won't come on the show. We're after ringing her several times. My issue with Grace is that she is
she
not.
She won't come on the show because you're.
Because what? Because she's trying to pawn off the blame on her daughter's drink problem on somebody else.
And you want her to come on this.
As opposed to her taking responsibility herself.
You want her to come on this podcast so you can tell her.
No, that's why she won't come on. That's why she's not coming on.
To tell her she's a crap parent.
I didn't say that. No.
No, but like, hang on, Jeremy. In fairness to like what Adrian's saying, look, I mean, I'll call it how I see it. Like in terms of like, Jeremy, overall, like I would agree with you, but in this situation, I agree with Adrian that like, as in ultimately, like who is a child's responsibility? It's the parents.
Correct. So and just listen to what her message says again. And Grace, I'll happily have this out with you. She says, I was oblivious. Yeah. Okay. That's her exact words. I was oblivious. Well, shame on you as a parent to be completely oblivious to your daughter drinking so much that she developed a drink problem and you didn't notice. And then you have the cheek to go on and say that why the hell didn't the neighbour tell me that she saw her drinking?
Yes.
No, why the hell did you not know that your daughter was drinking? She was drinking so heavily, okay. She developed a drink problem and mammy never bloody saw it. Sorry. So she's going to blame the neighbour.
Before we go to the next call, can I just say, Grace, I don't know if you're still listening or not.
But she said she wasn't.
But if you are still listening, I think you should come on and literally, from your point of view, tell Adrian exactly what it's like to have a teenager in Alcoholics Anonymous. Because, and the fact that not only that,
you're clearly not listening to what I'm saying. How in God's holy name can a child end up in Alcoholics Anonymous without the parent ever noticing?
But then your mother,
I was oblivious.
But then your mother and father were failures.
I was oblivious. I didn't end up in AA.
By the mercy of God, but you were drinking.
I was drinking, but I didn't develop
shame
a drink
on your
problem.
Mother and father.
Didn't develop
shame
a drink problem. They probably knew. Let me go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Cheers, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Trevor. What do you want to say on this?
I think I wish to keep my mouth shut, to be honest. I was doing a hell of a lot worse, a hell of a lot younger than what that girl's doing.
There's very little a lot worse at 13 years of age than vaping and drinking, to be honest.
Okay, 9 years old, I started smoking.
Nine.
Stopped when I was 15.
Good.
Had my first glasses of comfort at a family party at 10.
No.
Stopped drinking when I was 18. Haven't touched a drink since, 22 years later.
But I'm assuming, Trevor, you're not saying this is a good thing. I'm admitting.
No, I'm not saying it's a good thing, lads, but you know what it is? It's choice. It was my choice to do all those things. It wasn't only pains. I don't know why you're bringing fucking pains into this, lads.
In your message there, you said Jonathan on the other line is a do-gooder because he wants to tell the parents. How is Jonathan a do-gooder?
Yeah.
How is he a do-gooder?
Because they always want to grasp them up, like, just stick your nose in other people's business. It's not your business. It's down to the parents to find out if they're drinking.
And that's why I'm annoyed over that Grace message, that she, rather than accepting, taking responsibility...
You're not the victim
for,
here.
...for not spotting... Nor is Grace. Her daughter is. But she didn't... She never noticed that her daughter was drinking so heavily that she developed a drink problem. That is... Listen...
Lads, if you're drinking so fucking heavily, you're going home locked.
That's my point.
I never went home locked, right? That's how my parents never knew. Never went home drunk. Her daughter ended up in AA, so that means she's obviously coming home drunk. So I don't know how you don't see that.
Yeah, right? Nor do I. It just fails.
The only thing I'll say is, the vapes, because they have no bringing nicotine off them, that's how she's probably getting away with that.
And I can see how you can get away with smoking vapes. It's not like smoking a cigarette, especially with the flavoured ones and everything else. Now, they're eventually going to be banned, but they're still around at the moment. And I can see how somebody's not going to get caught vaping. But the drinking thing with Grace's message, for your daughter to have developed an alcoholic problem and you were oblivious... is disgraceful parenting, if you ask me. Okay,
yeah, I would agree with you, Adrian.
Okay,
so, because at the end of the day, if she's going home slaughtedly and the mother's not intervening, then that's not the child's choice. That's the mother's choice.
Okay, so let's go back to Caroline. And Caroline,
her name was Karen.
Caroline. She spotted the young one, 13, swigging from a naggin of vodka and vaping. She doesn't want to tell, but her husband is at her to tell Mammy and Daddy. What you think she should mind her own business?
Listen, that's not my kid, not my problem.
There you are, Jonathan. Not my kid, not my problem.
I parent my children, and I know what they're up to. I'm not going to say I know what they're up to 100% of the time. I'm not a naive fucker. I'm not a take, right? I've done worse, as I said, when I was younger. I got my head straight, as you know my history, but not my child, not my problem at the end of the day. And if Karen wants to stick her nose in, then she might get a
Jonathan,
back, you know what I mean?
Jonathan, what do you say to that? Not my child, not my problem.
And that's the reason why society's on its toll right now. Like, what happens when that man there, firstly, I think it's hilarious that he's calling me a do-gooder when I admitted to drinking and everything else at 13. So we're in the same position. The only difference was that he, in fairness to him, had to, like, a strong enough constitution to stop it, whereas I didn't and went down a very bad path. So I find that ironic. And also as well, like, not my child, not my problem. Well, like, as in, maybe your conscience will be guilty and you'll feel bad about yourself if you see that child down the line.
Here we go. If something happens to the child, is it? If something happens to the child.
Oh, so you've no empathy or sympathy then, no?
I would have great sympathy, but I wouldn't have feel badly because, oh my God, I could have done everything to stop that.
It's all part of the
grab the child and fucking lock it up.
All part of the common will. The earlier that someone can, exactly, and that's the reason why society is on its toll, because people aren't intervening.
Yeah, but
do you know
the way you were about to say, the earlier someone catches it, the better she has the chances.
100%. It's like cancer.
Yeah,
it's like ADHD.
That sounds
it's like
to
anything.
Parents, mate. That sounds
like
parents.
And
not
exactly
John
so
Blogs
if you go to the parent and you let them know, you can have the conscience to go, well, do you know what? I went to the parents and I let them know. It's up to them from then on.
Right, okay. So you go to the parents, you say, listen, I caught little Marissa there drinking and smoking or vaping or whatever she was doing, snorting a bit.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then the parents go, no, not my child. You walk away from that door. 2 years later, little Marissa there has a massive alcohol problem. She's mad into the drugs. You don't feel bad then? Or is your conscience just automatically clear because you knocked on the front door?
Your conscience would be clear to go, right, I told the parents that their children were in a bad situation. Of course, you'll still feel bad for the situation that the child is in. But you'll know that you, at the end of the day, said, right, I let the parents know.
Yeah, but do you not see what I was getting at there, mate? There was even you knocking on that front door had in that hypothetical situation had no cure or save all for the child. It was
as an adult,
on the back road.
As an adult, within the power of what you could do, and it's as simple as that. The power of what you could do is tell the adults, which was the responsible thing to do. It's irresponsible to let children go around and do whatever they want,
streets
and everything.
At the end of the day, 90% of parents in Dublin, if you knock on the front door and say, little Tommy or little Joanne is smoking, drinking, or robbing cars, they're going to go, not my Tommy, not my Joanne, not a hope. And then there's nothing to be mad anyway.
Like, I don't mean to be rude here.
Can change that.
I don't mean to be rude here, but like, as in, I think that's down to like a social class thing. Like, as in, I think the majority of people who are actually concerned parents are going to be like, what? And take that very serious. I think it's going to be a minority of people that are actually going to go, like, not my thing. Like, and if that's.
Right, what do you do then if that parent comes around and says, have you got any proof that they were doing it?
If the majority of adults in Dublin, as you said, or parents in Dublin, would be like that, well, then society is in a worse situation.
Okay, but I have to tell you, Jonathan, certainly from the Facebook comments that we got, having posted this topic before we started recording this podcast, the majority of the comments were people saying, mind your own business.
Adrian, can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Multiple times on this show, on this podcast, you have said a few disappointing things, and I firmly and strongly agree with you. The children of these days, the daughters especially, master manipulators. They're great little liars, teenagers, and What do you do when you're knocking at the door and the teenager stand next to the parent and go, and you tell that parent that they look at the teenager and the teenager goes, I don't know what he's talking about.
And that's exactly what
straight
we're...
Straight face, that's exactly what will happen. And then, what, like, you're talk the fuck off away from the door, you nosy bastard. You know what I mean?
Because that is
the
reality.
The
young one, when confronted, will say, "I have no idea what Caroline is talking about. No idea whatsoever." She will deny it to the ground, and mammy and daddy will probably turn on Caroline and say, "Get away from my door! Mind your own business."
Unless you rock up with a photograph or a video or doing it, yeah, you ain't sticking. Don't stick your nose in it because it's just going to be sticking your nose in other people's cake then.
Okay, so
don't like that these days.
So you want this lady Caroline to mind her own business? Should she say anything to the young one?
No, even saying to the young one, "Oh, if you do it again," like threatening the young one, "if you do it again, I'll tell your parents." Just I just walk by and go, "You're fucked. Unless you make the right choice, you're fucked."
Okay, so keep your nose out of the young one's business, and the young one did come running after. She nearly died when she saw me and came running over and begged me not to tell her parents, who I'm actually good friends with. Although you could, if you think about it, she's good friends with the parents and she's withholding this sort of information.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, lads, you know, the dog's going to turn around. I know you have that in the comment section. "Oh, but Caroline knew. Hang on, sorry, that's not my child. That's your child. And even if I did know, it's not down to me to parent your fucking child."
All right, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second, Trevor, if you can. Mind your own business. Not my child. Not my problem. Actually, Jamie just messaged us to say, who cares if she denies it? Of course she's going to deny it. Parents are not completely stupid. Caroline has no reason to lie. And in fairness, Trevor, she would have no reason to lie. So
all the daughter has to do is turn around and go, "Oh, man, it wasn't me. That was a thing. May hang a friend out to dry." You know what I mean? And then she just goes, "Okay." The parent goes, "Right, I'll keep an eye on her." Obviously, the daughter isn't coming home drunk anyway. She's probably not even bringing a vape into the gaff. So how long is the parent going to sit around watching the child for weeks and weeks and weeks until she slips up? No parent's going to be doing that.
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please, Trevor. Let me bring in Sean with his opinion.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? It's pretty fucking simple. Like, tell the parents. She's 13. It's not like she's 18 or 19. She's a 13-year-old child drinking fucking vodka. That's going to fuck her up. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to walk home after drinking, swinging out of a litre of vodka. Like, she don't, like, it's just an accident waiting to fucking happen. I'm saying, and then turning around to say, "Oh, don't let me catch you doing it again or I'll tell your parents." That's just, you're basically telling them, "Ah, go on, go ahead and do it. Just don't let me see you." Do you know what I mean? Like, be fucking responsible. It's a child you're talking about at the end of the day. If that was your own 13-year-old child doing shit like that, you'd want to know. Do you know what I mean? These are why kids are getting away with shit and nothing's happening, is because nobody's saying nothing. And then you're made to feel like a fucking a rat or a snitch, or you're doing wrong by telling the parents how their child is behaving. It's fucking ridiculous. Go on, take it easy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Not a bother, Adrian, yourself.
Good, thanks, Darren. Well, should Caroline tell this 13-year-old's mammy and daddy what she saw the young one doing in Clare Hall Shopping Centre car park?
Absolutely. If this was a joint she was smoking, would everyone be saying the same thing?
Probably not, no.
And why do you think that is? Because alcohol is legal and marijuana is illegal. That is the only reason. This is why we have a sick amount of alcoholics in this country. Because people start drinking from 13 and 14 in this country and it's just accepted. I'm gobsmacked at your attitude, Adrian, to be quite honest.
My attitude is, and it's Caroline's attitude as well, actually. We all did stuff like that as kids. I would just find it really hypocritical of me to go and tell on somebody like that when I was doing the exact same thing when I was 13.
Yeah, but Adrian, out of let's say 10 kids who was drinking at 13, 14, out of how many out of them 10 now these days are alcoholics or have a very unhealthy relationship with alcohol?
Well, believe it or not...
I'd say it's high.
Believe it or not, from my teenage years, the only one of my friends who turned out to have a drink problem in later life was the one who was brought up by parents so strict that he didn't touch a drink until he was 18. And he's the one that actually developed the drink problem.
Is that me you're talking about?
No, no, no. I was like, he's the one who actually developed a drink problem because his parents were strict.
Adrian thinks that everybody drank at that age because Adrian did in his circle of friends.
I didn't take my first drink till I was 18. Yes, and now I drink maybe once or twice a year.
And that's fine. That's you do use, they say. But you believe
that... But at 13, Adrian, now, come on. 13, like, you're nowhere near developed. You're drinking vodka at 13. What are you going to be drinking or doing at 15 or 16?
Sorry, Darren, the proof... that drinking at a young age stuns your brain is on the other line there because what Trevor was drinking...
Yeah, but he gave it up.
Yeah, but he was drinking it at what... He had his first... What was it? A brandy?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
It stunned my brain, didn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, no education when I left school, couldn't read, write, had my own business, a few guests. Stumped my brain, did it? Yeah, okay. Okay, good argument, Jeremy. Well done.
Academically, yeah. Academically, Trevor, but not... You obviously have plenty of life experience. You're just not academically very good, like myself.
I'm not academically very good, am I not?
Well, did you go to college?
What you just said?
I said, did you go to college?
I run my own company. I have staff and I have my own few little properties.
Yeah, that doesn't
trust
mean
me,
you're good academically.
I have more than enough knowledge. More than enough knowledge.
I'm asking if you're a book smart.
Obviously, I didn't go to bloody college if I left school.
Well, then, that's what I'm saying. I said you're not academically good. You're good with life experience.
Yeah, but tell me how the drink affected me at such a young age when I stopped drinking. And then I'm stumped. Am I even though I run my own company?
I didn't say you were stumped.
I wasn't actually putting that to you. I was putting that to Jeremy. I'm still waiting for a response, Jeremy.
What response are you looking for?
You just insulted me, saying I obviously am stunted mentally. So how am I stunted mentally if I'm able to run my own company, have multiple properties around Ireland?
Donald Trump runs his own companies and is the president. And does he?
Well, now Donald Trump has people working for him, Jeremy. And he's claimed bankruptcy 6 or 7 times. I haven't. So come on,
The point is, if you're trying to normalize,
I know he's a hero, Jeremy. Come on, no. Come with a better one.
Okay. Here's a better one then. If you're trying to normalize,
okay.
If you're trying to norm, what was the drink he bloody had a teenager? I can't even remember what he said. What drink did you have?
Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort. That's a bourbon, is it? It's a whiskey.
Yeah.
Are you trying to normalise drinking whiskey at 10 years of age?
No, I just told you what I had for my first drink at a house party. I never said it was normal. I'm just saying I made the correct decisions to stop smoking and stop drinking at such a young age that it didn't affect me because
but you shouldn't have been drinking whiskey.
Choice.
I can't believe we even have to
I'm not denying that, Jamie, but it was no neighbour's fucking business to stick the nose in and go ranting to me, man, that.
Okay, so
I never went home drunk.
Adrian, can we all agree here on...
I've said it till I'm blue in the face.
That drinking whiskey at 10 is
not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. It's disgusting.
Nobody. Who once said it's a good thing, Jeremy?
Nobody did.
I'm still waiting for a question on how I'm mentally stunned, but okay, we've gone off that now.
The bottom line is, as far as you're concerned, Trevor, you should not be ratting out a 13-year-old for drinking and vaping.
Agent, as far as I'm concerned, right, and I think that it was Darren or maybe the voicemail that he played beforehand if the kid was doing marijuana. I couldn't, let me put a little extra sauce on this, I couldn't give a fuck, right? It's not my child. If my child is doing it and I catch them, it's my responsibility to step in. It is my responsibility to step in if they come home drunk so they don't end up in fucking AA. It is my responsibility to be a parent then, right? And you know what? If a parent did knock on my door, I probably would have skepticism in my head if the child came around to me and said, no, it wasn't me. But you know what? If a dad brought them home drunk, stoned, or out on dicky on fucking something, yeah, I'd step in as a parent to that child.
But if it's not my child, this other child,
not my problem.
That's what I was about to say. This other child is not your child, not your problem. And Darren, an awful lot of people have that exact same attitude. Not my child, not
my
problem.
Can I just ask Trevor something?
Go on.
Go ahead, Trevor's child. If Trevor's child was 13 and drinking, we'll say, and he found out a few weeks later, and he found out that one of his friends actually seen his own child drinking or vaping and never told him, would he be tick?
No, it's not on him to report that to me. It's on me to fucking know my children are up to.
Yeah, but Darren, if you're 14-year-old,
don't ask me
a question
and then because you don't like the answer, you don't believe me. I don't give a fuck if you believe it or not. It is my responsibility to be a parent to my children.
Darren, just to go back to the message from that lady, Grace, that we read a while ago, she is trying to pass on responsibility for her daughter's alcohol addiction to somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's wrong as well. She has to take responsibility herself.
So therefore, what Trevor's trying to argue is he, as a parent, should know if his daughter or son is smoking or vaping or drinking. Not somebody else, his responsibility.
Yeah, but you can't know everything. And if you'd like to think that someone would tell you.
But if this is becoming a problem, if this is becoming a frequent thing for that young one, then Mammy should know.
Adrian, if it's becoming that much of a freaking bloody problem, you'll see the changes in the child coming in the fucking door.
Well, no, that's not true, because Grace, who was on about a half an hour ago, who's after messaging again, Adrian, Grace was on half an hour ago. Her daughter was out drinking in the field for one whole year, and Grace didn't see any changes in her...
But she should have.
What changes?
Jeremy, you're telling me she never came in drunk?
Clearly not, because Grace...
If my 13-year-old comes into my home drunk, I'm going to know it's a thing or two, haven't I?
I don't know because I've never had a kid come into the house drunk.
Oh, fuck off, Jeremy. Jesus Christ. What age you said? Oh, yeah. Look who I'm asking.
Jeremy,
what age you said drinking at?
19.
Okay. You know when you have a few too many and you go home and you try to get the key into that fucking little tiny lock and you're there for about 20 minutes? A child is going to be worse than that. So, yeah, you will know it's changes.
And this is my point about... In fact, Grace has just messaged us again. I'm going to read it out in a second. But that is my point to Grace about her daughter. How dare she try to pass on the blame onto somebody else for a young one that developed a drinking problem and ended up in AA as a result of it. And she never noticed. She was oblivious, is what she said. Hang on there for a second, Trevor, because I want to read out the next message from Grace. And here's what she said. It's Grace again. I have a message for that animal on the phone. Would he like to come and visit my daughter in Alcoholics Anonymous? Trevor, I hope one of your kids ends up in here. That will change your attitude, you sick man. You want to respond to that, Trevor?
Well, Grace, you really showed your low life colours there, didn't you? Wishing another child to end up in AA just to prove your point. Well done, Grace. Grace, fuck off the podcast. Listen, Jeremy, Adrian, lads, I have to be honest, right? When you have people like that sending stuff like that in, it fucking baffles the mind. Oh my God, my poor baby ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous. Please, please, please feel sorry for me. Oh wait, don't feel sorry for the fucker who ignored it, missed the signs, missed the fucking obvious tripping, stumbling, gurgling of her words probably coming in the door at night, and she would have been Aglaciari then, or whatever the fucking guy's name is. Go on up to bed, you'd be fine.
Okay, so just finally, Trevor, back to Caroline. You think Caroline should mind her own business, basically, where it comes to this young one?
Caroline should mind her own business. Tell her fucking female husband to be quiet as well.
Good to talk to you as always, Trevor. Let me bring in a few more opinions on this, like Gary.
Absolutely, I'd tell the parents. I wouldn't care if they fell out with me or not over it, and I wouldn't care about a 13-year-old hating me for ratting on them. But if anything was to go wrong, you'd have that on the back of your mind for not saying anything, you know. So 100% I'd be gone and I'd be telling the parents.
Alright, thanks very much indeed, Gary. And finally, Dave.
Hey lads, great child there as usual. I think absolutely you should tell the parents. At the end of the day, you know, these people are supposed to be good friends with the parents. You know, I'd hate to think that, like, you know, if one of my kids was out, like, you know, falling around at 30 and one of my mates knew about it and didn't tell me. Jeez, I'd be going mad. But like, you know, Trevor there, he said, oh no, don't tell the parents, don't tell the parents. What happens if that, like, you know, kid got alcohol poisoning and ended up dying or something? You know, you'd have to live with that, like, because you didn't tell the parents, you know. You have to, yeah, you're going to have to tell the parents that.
All right, thank you very much, Dave. And one final message that's just come in from Neil.
Maybe I'm the odd one out, but my two boys and my daughter was drinking when they were young and nobody told me. I'd go fucking bananas because I'd want to know. I'd want to know. We all can be perfect. We all can see things in their kids. It's like the guards. The guards look for people like dash cam footage. They can't see everything. They can't be there all the time. You can't be there all the time with your kids 24/7. So my kids, when they were young, if they were drinking or smoking, I would like to know. I would like someone to knock on my door and tell me. That's what I would love. Thank you.
All right, Neil. Thanks very much indeed. Caroline.
No, sir, just before you... Go on, you say what you have to
Caroline,
say.
I don't know what you're going to do in this one because we had a complete 50-50 mixture of opinion as to whether you should get involved or mind your own business.
Now, Grace has been on to Amanda again. And Grace, I have been defending you to Adrian. But Grace is annoyed that we read out her messages on the air and said she didn't give permission for the messages to be read out. Grace, one can I just say
this
to
messages?
Grace? Yeah, Grace, one assumes that when you message... A live podcast, that the reason you're messaging is because you want, like, your messages are literally addressed to...
And obviously, Grace, you realise how ridiculous it sounds that you're blaming somebody else for your daughter having an alcoholic problem.
Go back to that.
No, but that's the point.
That's why she's
actually hearing the messages and going, oh shit, that doesn't sound very good, does it?
No, but the one thing I will defend, Grace, those messages were sent into the show with a view to giving your opinion on the show, so I
don't... That's what it is, Opinions Matter. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter.